Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Chris Sims on his Chris Sims Unbuttoned podcast, which I really wish they would just unbutton that shirt. It bothers me when I see that. I don't know why. Button your shirt all the way to the top. What are you doing, man? Now it's like a thing. Now he has to do it. It's like Wentworth with the hoodie and the blazer. Like, now it's his look. He's got to do it. But, man, just buttoned all the way to the top. It just makes me think of a serial killer. You know, that's how a serial killer would dress, I think. Buttoned all the way to the top. Anyways, he's more on my side of the street, not when it comes to how I button my shirts, but when it comes to the way the Patriots are playing and what they're proving with some of these wins. Proving to be a different animal, he says. Says they're one of the teams that's only getting better, and that's a good point. The Denver Broncos, despite the fact that they're still on this winning streak, you look at them, and you certainly look at them after their latest win and think, ooh, boy, they really just squeaked by Vegas, huh, at home. Against a Vegas team that has been struggling to really do anything. The Colts almost, and much like the Patriots, almost gave it away to the Atlanta Falcons. The Colts also lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is something the Patriots did, so maybe they're more like the Patriots than you'd want to think. But those things with the Patriots, the loss anyway, happened much earlier in the season. With the Colts, their slip-up happened much more recently. Now, you can say that the Atlanta win and their win over them in Germany on the Sunday morning there, it was very close. Sure, Patriots very close. I think the Patriots took a little bit of a hit with that unimpressive win. But I thought that would be restored with an impressive, and that was an impressive win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was a dropping your you-know-what on the table type of win on the road against a very, very good team. And the Falcons are a team with good players, but they're not a good team, if that makes any sense. They're a team that's going to give good teams good games, but not going to win that many, and that's what I think exactly what I think happened with the Patriots and the Colts. With that said, I think another part of why maybe this isn't exactly catching on yet is because you look at the two most recent examples of teams that had a new coach and a hot young quarterback, and there's two big examples from the last 3 years. Number one are last year's Commanders. Jaden Daniels, young QB. He was an old rookie, but he's a young QB. New coach and Dan Quinn. They went 12-5. They beat Tampa and Baker Mayfield in the wild card. They beat Detroit in the division round, and they didn't just beat him. They beat the hell out of him. They had that rookie defensive back. I can't remember, Sam Ristel or whatever, maybe the two interceptions. He's having a bad year this year. But he looked unstoppable. The whole team looked unstoppable until they got pummeled by the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. And, I mean, that was a beating. But they looked great. And even though they lost that game, Washington, everybody thought the same thing. This new coach and this quarterback are perfectly aligned. This quarterback is special. This team is going to be great forever. I mean, that's what they were thinking. And then this year, they're off to a lousy start. They've 3-7, and they've lost four games in a row by three scores or more. 2023, the Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud, new head coach. They went 10-7. They smoked Joe Flacco and the Browns in the wild card and then got rocked in the next round by Lamar Jackson. The next year, they went 10-7, made the playoffs again, beat Justin Herbert, and intercepted him four times, and then they lost to the Chiefs in the division round. This year, they started the year 0-3. They've been better since then and have gone 4-2 since then. Now they're 4-5. And they're in the hunt now for the playoffs just like Kansas City is. So I'm not willing to count them out yet or say that they've, you know, that they're let. But after that 2023 season, even though they got smoked in the playoffs by Lamar Jackson, everybody thought the same thing. C.J. Stroud is special. This coach is special. This team is special. And they're not. And the Commanders this year aren't either. And this is looking into the future, so I don't know necessarily if it applies to the odds for the Super Bowl this year. But those teams and those players weren't at the top of anybody's list like that in the same kind of way. They haven't proven it yet. We don't know if they have that kind of medal to get into the postseason and win against good teams. And then when the Commanders did it, when they went and beat Detroit, you thought, okay, well, maybe they do. Maybe this team is for real. And then this year happens and you realize, okay, maybe they're not. And I think maybe that's part of what's getting into people's heads here. Yeah, these teams with the new head coach and the hot young quarterback, they can look good for, you know, even an entire season. But that doesn't mean that they're for real. It doesn't mean that they're legit. And I know that makes the bar pretty high and hard to clear. Pause. But that, I think, may be part of what's going into the skepticism and why there's still experts that are skeptical on a team like the Patriots who have looked tremendous. I mean, really tremendous on both sides of the ball. Have had guys, all sorts of different contributors, all up and down that roster. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's get to the phones here. A lot of you waiting patiently, including our good friend Jay in North Carolina, who wants to talk about the play calling on Sunday. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. I will start out by saying nothing succeeds like success, and the Patriots True. Are demonstrating that quite clearly. The brain trust, even though Mike Vrabel gives credit to the players, the brain trust is awesome. And I was laughing to myself when the last play of the game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when he was running for a touchdown and he looked at the coach and Drake May told him to go down. The coach said, go for it.
I know.
I said, that really exemplifies the Patriots spirit. Vrabel is for the players and they play for him. They play their hearts out. But as I say, I put me down as one who's mildly skeptical yet. I want to see them play the Detroit Lions or the Eagles and hold their own. That's what I really want. Because if they do that, I think they are Super Bowl bound.
All right, Jay. Well, they're going to have to do it in the Super Bowl because they don't have either of those teams on the schedule. So, and they're not going to play them in the playoffs leading into the Super Bowl because they're both in the NFC. But point taken. Point well taken. Have they beaten one of those teams yet? You can make the argument Tampa Bay's one of those teams, right? Tampa Bay 6-2. They did get thumped by Detroit a couple of weeks ago. I guess that was 3 weeks ago now with the bye. Detroit did sort of put them in their place there. And the Patriots kind of did too. That was a game where Tampa was coming off of a bye. The Patriots were not. Tampa was at home. And the Patriots delivered a win. And they outplayed them. I mean, it wasn't like one of those games where the Patriots just got lucky. Even though Tampa controlled the ball the entire time and did this and did that, and then the Patriots got a couple of lucky bounces and ended up winning the game on like a freaky fumble or in a pick six or some sort of weird special teams play. That's not how they won the game. They won the game the old-fashioned way. They had a couple of big runs. Drake May delivered a couple of big strikes. Wasn't his best game. It was one of his worst games of the year, honestly, statistically anyway. And they managed to win anyhow. That's what they're doing. They're hot. They're a hot team. They're a hot team, and when a team's hot, they get certain bounces that go their way. And sometimes you make your own luck with that. Sometimes it's just, you know, luck of the draw. But the Patriots are a team that, as Jay just said there, are playing their ass off for this coach. They're playing hard. They're playing smart. They trust their coaches, and their coaches trust them and empower them. And
that's hot.
We'll get into more of that. Thank you, John. We'll get into more of that at 7 o'clock. because I do want to talk about Vrabel and some more differences. I know I do this every now and then, but some more differences that you really can't help but notice between the way he does things and the way Bill did things. And not to say that it's better, not to say that it's worse, just that it's different and also appears to be working.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
617-779-7937. Matt's in Rhode Island. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, RJ?
How you doing?
I texted you last night because you were so spot on. You're really the goal line fade is just a terrible play. It's all coming up Patriots right now. You know, one thing you were talking about, the Super Bowl odds, and he was the last caller, I think, was almost onto it, but I think they're almost fairly odd because I think the NFC will win the Super Bowl, right? The cream of the crop of the NFC will probably win that game. So I think that's where those odds are differentiated. But just lastly, let me tell you that the Buffalo Bills are in trouble, man. Like, in Miami last weekend, like, they cannot stop the run, like, at all. I know they're only one game in the loss column behind us, but I got that game when they come to New England circles. It'd be huge to sweep them, and I want the AFC East. We'll go from there. Thanks, Arkan.
All right, thank you, Matt. Losing by three scores on the road or home, it doesn't matter where, to the Dolphins, should have Buffalo Bills fans scratching their heads a little bit or maybe panicking a little bit. If I'm a Bills fan, I'm panicking a little bit. Devon Achane ran all over them. Ran all over them and did a little dance. I mean, he was awesome in that game. And Buffalo had no answer for it. 13 points, all those turnovers. Josh Allen making real dumb mistakes. He looked like rookie year Josh Allen. Some of those throws. And the way he was protecting the ball. And that's coming off of a big win over the Chiefs and a very big win over the Panthers in Carolina, where the Panthers have been good. When they're at home, they play well. And the Bills went in there and absolutely destroyed them. Then they beat the Chiefs, and then what do you know? They overlook the Dolphins and get embarrassed. And that was an embarrassing loss. So, yeah, I mean, listen, the Patriots are playing better than the Bills right now. If the Bills had gone to Miami and taken care of business, I might reconsider that, but it's hard to do that when they have a really, really embarrassing loss. Patriots, as far as the odds are, now I gave you the Super Bowl odds, the Patriots have the second-best odds in the NFL to make the playoffs behind Philadelphia. They're the odds-on favorite to win the AFC East. But when it comes to the team representing the AFC in the Super Bowl, they're behind the Chiefs, the Bills, the Colts, and the Ravens at plus 750. Which, I'll tell you what, some nice juice right there. Nice juice right there. 617-779-7937. Aaron's in Maine. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
I just wanted to say, I think a big part of those rankings and, you know, the betting odds, I think it's a lot of recency bias. You know, you see it in the college game all the time, like the Alabamas and things sure. like that, that, you know, maybe are having a down year or playing like a dumpster fire or what have you. you know, they get ranked higher, you know, they've got better odds, they're the favorite. And it's really not about what they're doing this year. It's about what they've done recently. And I think you're seeing that with the Chiefs, the Ravens, you know, they're playing like garbage this year, but, you know, they're ahead of us. And I think as it plays out, we'll see it even out.
Yeah, I think you're right. It still may be early for these type of things, but you can't say it's early and then also look at the schedule where they're 8-2. Everybody looking up at a team that's 5-4. Can't tell me that's not at least a little unusual. I understand recency bias. That's a real thing. It certainly is when it comes to voting for certain awards. It definitely is when it comes to like all pro and, you know, pro bowlers and things like that. Recency bias, resume, reputation, all that stuff. I mean, yeah, absolutely it does. But now, you know, we're far enough into the season now. We're past the trade deadline. We're past the halfway point. We're past the point of, this could all just be fake. It's rare that you see a team go to 8-2 and then not, you know, continue into at least some sort of playoff success. And sometimes, you know, a team like, I remember Carolina, I forget what year it was that the Cam Newton and the Panthers were in the Super Bowl and they lost to the Broncos, I want to say 2016. Thank you, Joe. They were 15-1 that year. Cam Newton was unstoppable. There was nobody had any answers for them. No one had any answers for that team. Their defense with Kuechly and, you know, all those guys on the defense, they were just a wagon and steamrolling everybody in the NFC. And, you know, we remember how that Super Bowl went. Any given Sunday, that's the way these things work. But I also think that eventually the Patriots are going to have the type of record that you just can't deny anymore. And eventually even like the casual bettors and, you know, the sharps and everybody are going to come around on it and they're going to have to move up. I just don't see how they don't. I'm just surprised they haven't yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.